Linnet floated upwards again and landed on Mathavir's shoulder.
"It's me, Linnet," she murmured against his ear. "I've come to rescue you."
Mathavir had opened his eyes and blinked painfully.
"Good,"
he whispered. Immediately the fae sorceress whipped round.
"What was that, dwarf?"
she snarled.
"Ready to talk, are you?"
"No," he said defiantly.
"Never, you old fae toad." "Well, you will be when this little gift is ready,"
she said, stirring the pot menacingly. Linnet felt white-hot rage flare in her spark heart. Fidget Reed Glitter was just a particularly nasty bully, she realised. The spark linnet settled on Mathavir's chains, melting each with an intense burst of heat. They slithered through the bars of the cage with a loud jangling and fell down onto Fidget Reed Glitter's head as she stared upwards in shocked surprise, stunning and putting her out of action momentarily with her residual magic. Her mouth opened to cast a blasting spell as Linnet sped to the floor and resumed her normal shape, pulling out her bottle of airs as she did so.
"Trobad and Stobreotha, come, icicle! Reotho ban boid sech, freeze, O sorceress!"
she cried, shaping a strand of white sky force into ice daggers before Fidget could utter a sound. The sharp shards of ice rushed from her fingertips, impaling the sorceress until she looked like a white hedgehog. Then a sheet of freezing water erupted from nowhere, encasing her in a block of blue-tinged ice and immobilising her totally.
Kate heard the heavy thud of boots. "The old man's coming. Better get back to work. Thanks, Doreen. Can I talk it over with you later?" Bob came into the shed, his face grim. "Disasters all over the country. London got a good pasting from those blasted Hun. The bastards flattened some of those nice London buildings. King and Queen won't leave, though, bless them." Kate looked at him and he caught her gaze. "No slacking then, girl. If the Queen can get about in the Blitz and cheer folk up, you can do your job, right? Now get on with it." Kate felt like crying. There was no need for Bob to be so sharp. "Go easy, Mr. Bob, sir," Doreen said gently. "She just lost her man. Germans got him. Didn't come back from the front, see?" "Bad luck." He said it as if she'd lost a penny farthing, but Kate nodded and lifted her empty buckets and began to trudge wearily across the rickety boards outside in the chill of the evening to the shed where the powder was kept.